It claimed it was a holiday postcard from Spain. And finally, one late-night result, Chris Berry won, Mike Moran won. Mike's an own letter. He wrote it himself. That's it for now. I'm off to write some letters.
8:30. Actually, I have one of those here. The only one. It comes from 113 Monolly Grove, Firhouse Road, Templeoggy in Dublin 16, from the Declan Meehan Fan Club. How about that? Chairman John McNamara, Secretary Jenny Dunn, they say, a self-appointed chairman, says John, of the above-mentioned very prestigious fan club. Of course, I would like to draw your devoted public's attention to the underhand methods employed by Mr. Trevor Galaxy. I think that's you, Bob.
That's Trevor.
In trying to effect a coup by taking over the breakfast show.
Penalty, penalty.
Would it be possible for Miss L. Conway, whilst handing out the £10 notes, to conduct a survey as to which brekkie trekkie star is the most popular? Goes without saying. Anyhow, thank you to John McNamara and Jenny Dunn for setting up the fan club, even though they're the only two people in it. And John thinks Jenny is terrific, so he's got his own little fan club for her as well.
Right.
I don't like being shared.
Yeah, that's definitely a personal foul and a penalty.
Anyhow, just to say that me switching off your microphone now and again, don't go on about it being an infringement of free speech. It's just this morning's paper, Bob, it's been ruled that in America that passing notes in class is protected by the American Constitution and cannot be impeded or forbidden by teachers. The State Education Authority has been forced to judge that a certain school in Iowa, a little boy got into trouble for passing school notes, they acted too sternly, and the school was actually infringing the pupil's right to free speech by passing around notes in the class. So I don't want any similar notions from you.
No, I can't pass any more notes down, do you know?
Tenors. Go back in your box. We won't let you out again until the 8:30 headlines and papers. How do you feel about that?
Ah!
It's 20 minutes now past 8, and here's Paul Young.
Serving gone. I shut my eyes and I fantasize that you're here with me. Will you ever return? I won't be satisfied till you're by my side. Don't wait any longer. Come back.
Why don't you come back? Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time.
Did you ever
come back and stay for good this time? When you said goodbye, I was trying to hide what I felt inside till you passed me by. You said you'd return. You said that you'd be mine till the end of time. But I'm waiting longer. Why don't you come back?
Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Come back and stay for good this time.
Did you ever
come back and stay for good this time?
You come back, please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry. Why don't you come back? Please hurry.
Just come back and stay for good. come back and stay for good this time.
Ego and
the Nerve. Record by Paul Young and Come Back and Stay This Time. 23 and a half minutes now past 8 on Radio Nova. Had a request which arrived late for last Thursday, so hope they're listening in today. Dolores Connolly, hello to you. Of 14 Beech Hill Villas in Donnybrook, a mention on the program because you celebrated your birthday last Thursday. Sorry the request didn't arrive in time. Hope you had a happy day. It's regards and lots of love from Adrian. 24 minutes past 8 on Radio Nova. Here's Jeffrey Osborne. Don't you get so mad about it.
Then you went and spoiled the whole thing, baby, in front of everyone. You're telling me I was wrong and that all night long I was staring at somebody else. Well, even if you were right, there's no need to fight, there's no need to get upset. Don't you get so mad about it? 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 You should learn to control your feelings respectively. It's embarrassing. It's always the same thing, baby. Accusing me out of jealousy. I never will understand why you make so much out of such a little thing. Don't you get so mad about it?
Do you have to get so mad?
Don't you get so mad about it? Don't you get so mad about it? Don't you get so mad about it?
It's all so crazy now. Somehow it's got to change. Take a look at yourself carrying on this way.
I know you care about
the love.
Great record from Jeffrey Osborne, and don't you get so mad about it. 26 and a half minutes past 8. No birthday people today, so instead we have a golden goodie from the early 70s. A group from Scotland. Remember the sweet? This is Wig Wham Bam.
I didn't bother too much.
Shy little tune,
That comes from 11 years ago by the Sweet and Wigwam Bam. 29 minutes past 8.
Brushing teeth is tasting great. Now he brushes new Colgate. Go get new blooming teeth gel. Good for teeth and blue as well. It's a brilliant new toothpaste. Like the colour, love the taste. I've got new blooming teeth gel. It's from Colgate We Can Tell. How we love the taste of Colgate new blooming teeth gel. Who believes such fun? We're doing lots of good as well. Brushing up and down. Colgate new blooming teeth gel.
Colgate new blue minty gel. Now there are two Colgates. Nobody's working harder for zero fillings.
There I am in a luxurious 100,000-pound house overlooking the sea in Dalkey. What a dream for you as well as me. But it can be real. If you're a member of the Sorrento Social Club, it could be you in that dream house in a few months' time, you lucky dog. £10, that's all it costs to join. Send it off to the Sorrento Social Club, P.O. Box 1512, Longford Terrace, Monkstown, and your membership cert will be sent by return. Now, if you've already forgotten that address or want to know more, it's as easy as 123. Ring 808-123. You will invite me to the housewarming, won't you?
The things they are saying about the new Toyota Corolla. All of them good. From motoring correspondents. From those who've taken test drives. From those who've bought it. Not only are they saying it's the best ever Corolla, but some even go so far as to call it the best ever Toyota. Now, that's about the highest compliment any car could get. See if you agree. See the sensational new Toyota Corolla. Four-door deluxe and five-door GL liftback at your Toyota dealer.
Oh, what a feeling.
Corolla.
Toyota.
Johnston Mooney and O'Brien have put more bite in your sliced pan. Announcing the new medium sliced pan with thicker slices to give you more bite in every slice. Get the family a bigger bite today with the new medium sliced pan from Johnston Mooney and O'Brien.
If I invest for a fixed term of 1 to 5 years, will I earn extra interest?
Can I open an account for my favorite grandchild?
Yes, 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 with the EBS.
Is it possible to open an account for our football club? Can I deposit or withdraw money at any branch around the country?
Yes, 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 with the EBS. Can I, will I, save with success? With the EBS.
Patrick Howard.
Who is the most exciting designer fashion shop in Dunleary Shopping Centre?
Patrick Howard, of course.
8:31 and a half. Bob has the headlines.
Thank you, Declan. It's a bright, clear day here in Dublin, but there will be some showers later on. No thanks, I've already had one this morning. The high today in the city, about 16 degrees Celsius. And the headlines. Dublin postal services are likely to be disrupted for a time today while postmen march on Mountjoy Prison. An IT and GWU official in Dublin has said he's hopeful of an early breakthrough in the dispute which has closed Cleary store for almost 3 months. The country's biggest banks are cutting back on personal credit. They say they've done their figures and find the money they've given out already this year is right up to the limit set by the central bank. The North, the Security Minister, Nicholas Scott, has rejected claims that people inside the UDR helped to set up the explosion at Ballygolly when 4 men of the regiment were killed. Wing Commander Peter Briscoe, age 36, released from prison in Harare, left Zimbabwe for London last night. He's expected there this morning. There are new moves to secure a peace settlement in Lebanon. There's growing concern again in Israel about Premier Begin's state of health. Reports from Tokyo say the Soviet Navy has apparently found the wreckage of the Korean jumbo jet shot down 2 weeks ago. At midnight last night, Britain, in common with most other NATO countries, imposed a 2-week ban on flights of the Soviet airline Aeroflot. Ireland's own 60-day limited ban at Shannon begins today. And the papers, well, domestic matters are to the forefront today, and a wealth of stories spread over the front pages. And speaking of wealth, money is the root of all major headline stories today. No loophole in EEC tax from the press. Huge surcharge on milkmen. No, not the poor man who brings round your daily pint, the man who gathers the milk from the cows to enable your man to come around and rattle the bottles in the early hours of the morning, if you're lucky. Every dairy farmer in the country and in the EEC will face a ceiling.
Face the ceiling? They're lying down, are they, Bob?
Yes, under the cows. That's what milk comes out. On the amount of milk they produce if the super levy worked out by the EEC Commission here yesterday is accepted by the common market governments. See, the general idea is that if you produce more than the quota, you'll be hit with this punitive tax. Has anybody told the cows about that? The Independent main story is rent row jailing stops the post. Postal deliveries in Dublin will be seriously disrupted today following a decision by more than 800 postmen to stop work in support of a colleague who yesterday began a 3-day prison sentence in Mountjoy Jail for refusing to pay ground rent. And in an extraordinary visionary move, some might say a loony move, the Postal Outdoor Branch of the Post Office Workers Union last night called on all its members not to handle any mail addressed to Builders McInerney and their subsidiary companies for an indefinite period. A company in the McInerney Group, Henry Hunt Limited, are landlords in the case involving City Center postman Mr. Willie O'Toole of Tala, who was sentenced by a court some time ago. Wonder will McInerney retaliate by refusing to build any houses for people named O'Toole who get letters from Tala? Big clampdown on personal loans and overdrafts, the main headline in the Times. It's that time of the year when the big banks suddenly discover to their horror that they've done too much business and have to stick to their quota. Otherwise, the super levy will be applied and their post won't be delivered by the government unless the Minister for Posts and Telegraphs gets some milk from Tala or something like that. Anyway, even if your overdraft has an overdraft, the squeeze is on again and the Nova losing streak is on again. Lost again yesterday, but today's selection, we're hopeful, Badgin Sunshine in the 2:45 at Yarmouth.
Thank you very much indeed to Yarmouth for all that.
Shut my mouth now.
25 minutes to 9. Greetings to the O'Reilly family of St. Patrick's Road, Green Hills Estate in Dublin 12. They're celebrating their wedding anniversary. And lots of love to the wife from Patrick, who's going to bring her out for a nice meal tonight. Here's a record for you, Peebo Bryson and Roberta Flack.
Tonight, I celebrate my love for you. It seems the natural thing to do.
Tonight, no one's going to find us. We'll leave the world behind us.
When I make love to you,
Bryson, Roberta Flack, tonight I celebrate my love to you. 21 and a half minutes to 9. Hello to the mullets in Bray who say, God save Cheryl, and so say all of us, wondering, when did Casey Kasem start on the American Top 40? Well, I don't really know. All I can take is that from a book I've seen recently, it said, when we started the AT40 in 1970, Casey Kasem speaking. So, if you want to take that, here's The Fix and Saved by Zero.
Maybe someday, Saved by Zero, I'll be more together, stretched by the thoughts that leave me chasing after my dream is so neat, loaded with danger. Maybe I'll be saved by zero. Maybe I'll be saved by zero.
Music of The Fix and Saved by Zero. Yes, and a foreword to a book of Billboard hits, which I saw in London at the weekend. Casey Kasem was doing the foreword, and he said in passing that the Casey Kasem American Top 40 started in 1970, and I suppose he should know. It's 18 from 9. On Radio Nova with all your favourites. For you and all of Leinster. Now, send in the next patient, nurse.
Doctor, I need help. I keep thinking I'm invisible.
Who said that?
Get it, get it.
What I've got is what you need.
need. Chisholm Love, L-O-V-E. Say, what I got is what you need. Let you love, L-O-V-E. What I got is what you need. Chisholm Love, L-O-V-E. Say, what I got is what you need. Let you love, L-O-V-E.
Are you looking for something so divine?
The latest disco smash to hit the chart.
What I got
is what you need. I'm glad you've noticed. That's a group called Unique. Unique? I'm not in the humor this morning. It's 14 from 9.
It ain't what you do.
It's the way that you do it.
But Barney, what's that got to do with the price of baked beans?
Well, Beanie, when mums buy our bachelor's beans, they know they're buying the very best.
Finest ingredients, saucy recipe. Nobody can bake beans like bachelor's because...
It ain't what you do. It's the way that you do it. It ain't what you do. It's the way that you do it. It ain't what you do. It's the way that you do it. And bachelors do it best.
Yeah.
Well, now you've had a game of squash, what do you think?
Great. I really thought after a game I'd be out for the count. In fact, a little exercise in the gym and a sauna, which is free, I would be game for anything.
See, I told you. And if you enroll now, Squash Ireland's Better Value membership means up to £20 off last year's prices.
£20? Is that for Clontarf, Phoenix Park and Dartry?
Yes, it works out as little as £5 per month to join Clontarf, Phoenix Park, Dartry or Dorky. For membership details, phone Squash Ireland at 801515. That's 801515 and ask for Georgina.
Gardner. Southside Garden Centre Kilternan on the Dublin Enniskerry Road. Fully qualified staff to advise you. Comprehensive range of garden products, including autumn bulbs. Ample car parking. Open Tuesday to Saturday inclusive. Visit Southside Garden Centre.
Micra, Sunny Sentra, Stanza, Datsuns you know so well. Famous for economy, reliability and performance. Built by the third largest motor manufacturer in the world, Nissan. Nissan for over 50 years, the name behind every Datsun. Nissan technology creates every model from the Micra to the 280ZX. Cars you know so well in Ireland, now known as Nissan. Nissan, the name and the technology behind every Datsun.
Hurry, hurry, hurry. Huge clearance sale of 500 newly stocked ladies' coats. Prices 19, 25, 35 and £49. Ladies' suits from £25. Ladies' jackets from £15. Children's coats from £19. Hamill, 161, 162 Parnell Street. Three doors from O'Connell Street.
Little puppy dogs and divers togs, radios and cars that go. Old pairs and car repairs, jobs, hobs and brass door knobs. They're all in the small ads in the Evening Herald. So if you've got anything to advertise, here's something you should know. Just call up the Herald, dial 727-444. Call up the Herald, and people will be knocking at your door. Whatever it is. The Herald has it.
The best music.
Declan Meehan.
At 11 and a half to 9.
On Radio Nova.
Ooh.
had no choice. Needed to be free. Fly me high, touch the sky. Left the earth below. Heard the line, saw the sign.
And it's a blue world. 8 minutes now from nine. And the queen of detective stories was born on this date in 1890. Not Miss Marple's. Agatha Christie. Born in Torquay. This date, 1890. Tavares and Who Done It.
Hey, Beretta, won't you please go get
5 minutes now to nine. And would you like to go to Brown's Hatch? to see motor racing? Of course you would. Here's a chance to win a great weekend at Brands Hatch Racing Circuit in England, watching the 1983 Grand Prix of Europe, courtesy of Odyssey Travel and Radio Nova. Now the ticket, and we've two to give away, includes travel by one of Odyssey's luxury coaches, direct from Dublin to Brands Hatch. Now the coach leaves O'Connell Street at 7 p.m. on Friday. You get there in time for the practice on Saturday, and indeed the final takes place, the Grand Prix, on Sunday afternoon. And you'll return to Dublin directly after the race on Sunday evening. All you have to do is answer two very simple questions, which are, who was the Formula One world champion in 1981? And question two, the Grand Prix in Brands Hatch is the last but one in the 1983 series. Where is the last Grand Prix of 1983 being held? If you know the answers, put them on a postcard and send them to us to reach us not later by Monday next, right? The draw will take place on Tuesday morning on the Brecky Trekkie. But if you're not lucky enough to win, you can always go along. Just contact Odyssey Travel at 290 South Circular Road, telephone 755127. That's 755127. If you'd like to go to Brands Hatch, but have a go at the competition anyway. 4 minutes now to nine. Perfect crime there from the north, and Brave. That's about it from the Brecky Trekkie this morning. Thanks for your company. See you tomorrow. For me, Declan Meehan, good morning.
There are more good things to eat than ever before in Kellogg's Country Store.
More good things?
Well, more of them. Now Country Store comes in this extra value 2-kilo pack.
You mean now Kellogg's Country Store will keep our family budget in better shape?
While it keeps you in better shape.
Keep your family and your family budget in better shape with Kellogg's Country Store in the new extra value 2-kilo pack.
Now at the Gaiety Theatre for a limited run, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Jacob, Jacob and Son. So book now for the musical you just cannot afford to miss. All Joseph at the Gaiety.
May I return?
There's something special about the theatre.
To the beginning.
That's not my usual biscuit.
Something new for a change.
Panky, what a funny name.
Panky is crispy wafer on one side, coated on the other with cream filling in between.
Tastes great.
Panky comes at a price that really makes sense. It costs a lot less than other snack biscuits.
Can all the gang have one, Mum?
Why not? Panky is such good value, I can afford to be generous.
Panky, coated cream-filled wafer biscuit. A tasty treat at a price that's neat.
It's fantastic! Having my photograph taken.
It's fantastic!
Yes, but what about developing and printing your films? Is it fantastic too? Or slow and disappointing? For results you'll be proud of in a time that's amazing, come to One Hour Photo, who process on the premises with prints on Kodak paper, plus free photo album. Also, same day service for enlargements. One Hour Photo at Galleria St. Stephen's Green, ILAC Centre, and 110 Grafton Street, Dublin. One Hour Photo. You don't have to wait any longer.
Is your car dangerous? If your shock absorbers need replacing, your car is dangerous. Fast Fit Exhausts. Fit Monroe fully guaranteed shock absorbers while you wait at an unbeatably fair price. Fast Fit Exhausts. For exhausts and Monroe shock absorbers are at Crumlin Road opposite Crumlin Shopping Centre, at Santry Avenue opposite the stadium, and at Shaw Street off Pier Street. fast fit exhausts for shock absorbers and exhausts 6 days a week. Fast fit.
727-444.
Hello, evening Howard from All Ads. Can I help you?
Radio Nova.
It's 9 o'clock. This is Bob Gellico. Good morning. In Dundalk, Gardaí arrested two men and recovered about £10,000 worth of jewelry, which had been taken from a shop in the town. It happened at Smith's in Clanbrassil Street at about 2 o'clock. As two patrol cars arrived at the shop, they were rammed by the getaway car. The raiders escaped with the jewelry, but after a chase, two were arrested and the jewelry was recovered. An IT and GWU official in Dublin has said he's hopeful of an early breakthrough in the dispute, which has closed Cleary's store for almost 3 months. Dublin postal services are likely to be disrupted for a time today when postmen march on Mountjoy Prison. About 800 members of the Post Office Workers Union are to protest at the jailing of one of their members in a dispute over ground rent. Work will stop at Dublin Central Sorting Office from 11:30 this morning to 2:30 this afternoon. The country's biggest banks are cutting back on personal credit. They say they've done their figures and find the money they've given out already this year is right up to the limit set by the central bank. President Hillary has visited the Memorial Park in Nagasaki in Japan to commemorate the victims of the 1945 atomic bomb. The president placed a wreath at the memorial on behalf of the people of Ireland. The North under Security Minister Nicholas Scott has rejected claims that people inside the UDR helped to set up the explosion at Ballygolly when four men of the regiment were killed. Yesterday, the DUP MP, the Reverend William McCrae, led a delegation of the murdered men's relatives to Stormont. He claimed the terrorists had been given information about the schedule of the UDR patrol. But Mr. Scott says that an internal inquiry has already been carried out and that the men mentioned by Mr. McCrae have been found to be blameless. Wing Commander Peter Briscoe, rearrested in Zimbabwe after being acquitted of sabotage and released yesterday, has arrived in Britain. He arrived at Gatwick Airport this morning. He was expelled from Zimbabwe yesterday and traveled on his Irish passport, having been stripped of Zimbabwean citizenship. Two other officers were released last week. Four other officers are still detained. There are new moves to secure a peace settlement in Lebanon. The State Department in Washington has said it hopes that intensive negotiations going on in the Middle East can achieve a ceasefire if proposals now on the table are accepted by all the warring parties. The man in the forefront of the diplomatic initiative is President Reagan's special envoy, Mr. Robert McFarlane. He made a flying visit to Damascus to try to win Syrian backing for a ceasefire. He then returned to Beirut for more talks with Lebanese leaders. A spokesman at the State Department said the proposal should satisfy the legitimate requirements of all the factions, and he made it clear that the United States is hoping for a speedy acceptance. There's growing concern again in Israel about Premier Begin's state of health. He's said to be suffering from physical disability brought on by depression. Finally, the big poker tournament in Dublin was won early this morning by world champion Tom McAvoy. He left the table at 5 a.m. at the end of the richest tournament ever held outside the United States. Somewhat richer himself by £37,500. Best of the Irish was bookmaker Terry Rogers. Independent radio news from Dublin at 3 minutes past nine.
Radio Nova.
Thank you, Bob. This morning's weather, bright with clear spells. Showers also, the high 16 degrees Celsius. And the winds today, southwest to west, strong to gusty, and force 5 to 8. That's gale force.
Tom Hardy.